USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A possible Alaska Airlines strike is looming. This is the last day for pilots to vote on whether to walk out or not. The 3,100-member union says they're looking for better scheduling flexibility and job security. 19 students and at least two adults are confirmed dead after a lone 18-year-old gunman walked into a Uvalde, Texas elementary school and opened fire on Tuesday. Robb Elementary School is located about 85 miles west of San Antonio. The shooter was engaged with law enforcement, but he still entered the unlocked school, where he entered several classrooms and started shooting. Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Chris Olivares on KSAT 12.
At that point, when law enforcement arrived, they made entry into the school in which a suspect exchanged gunfire with law enforcement. Multiple officers were hit by gunfire by the suspect.
The suspect was killed by a Border Patrol agent. USA Radio News.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside of Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
Primaries on Tuesday, GOP Governor Brian Kemp easily defeated former Senator David Perdue. GOP Representative Jody Heiss in his bid to unseat Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger fell short. Former University of Georgia football legend Herschel Walker dominated the state's Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. And Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush lost his primary challenge to unseat Attorney General Ken Paxton. UCLA has agreed to pay hundreds of millions of dollars.
The University of California system has agreed to pay $375 million to more than 300 women who said they were sexually abused by a longtime UCLA gynecologist. The announcement Tuesday brings total payouts by the university in lawsuits against Dr. James Heap to nearly $700 million. That's the largest amount paid by a public university in a wave of sexual misconduct scandals involving campus doctors.
That's Katie Lewis reporting. We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Japanese astronauts will ride on the NASA Artemis mission to the moon and potentially reach the surface. President Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Kishida confirmed that commitment on Monday. 19 students and at least two adults are confirmed dead after a lone 18-year-old gunman opened fire at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school Tuesday. Robb Elementary School is located about 85 miles west of San Antonio. Former Assistant FBI Director Chris Swecker on Fox News gives his assessment of the shooter.
Unspeakable, cowardly act. I have grandchildren, one who turned 9 today. I can't imagine what these parents are having to deal with their hearts ripped out. Like every mass shooter, especially the young ones, this one was flashing red, it appears, which is no surprise. I mean, they seem to always communicate threats. They seem to articulate what they're thinking, their state of mind. The people around them can't help but notice that. We don't know whether anybody reported this and whether any law enforcement officer ever had any contact with him over this. But I do school security assessments quite often. And I advocate always for an armed security guard at every school, especially the elementary schools where the little ones can't run, hide, fight. You can't do that with the little ones. They don't have the acumen and the wherewithal to do that. So there's a lot to take in.
I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.